With your latest news, I'm Carson Lee Fuller. You're being asked to weigh in on the Utility Regulation and Competition Office's draft determination on a proposed amendment of Island Energy's transmission and distribution license. ERCO says the proposed amendments are intended to, quote, strengthen consumer protection in electricity services for Cayman Brac and Little Cayman. The draft determination sets out rules governing how electricity charges are set and adjusted, providing consumers with, quote, greater transparency and predictability while making sure the licensee can maintain, quote, reliable service delivery and improve efficiencies in energy production. The draft determination and supporting documents are online at offreg.ky/consultations. The consultation period runs through Monday. Cayman Airways celebrated a milestone as Captain Joey Jackson flew his final commercial flight before his retirement on the eve of his 65th birthday. Here's CIDTV's Travis Webster.
The aircraft received a water cannon salute on arrival with a guard of honor made up of Cayman Airways employees, government officials, and family members. In a touching moment, his son Bradley Jackson served as first officer for the flight. The celebrations continued at Georgetown Yacht Club for a special reception where Honorable Premier Andre Ebanks, Deputy Premier and Minister for Tourism Honorable Gary Ruddy, and senior leaders from Cayman Airways Limited came together to honor Captain Jackson's outstanding career.
And it's that time of year again.
Music knows it is and always will. One of the things that I just want to quit.
Secondary students across Grand Cayman are taking to the stage at the Harkwell Theater for this year's National Children's Festival of the Arts Adjudications. The annual event sees hundreds of students from private and public schools showcase their amazing talent with instrumental solo performances as well as ensemble pieces. Today, it's the instrumental soloists with the competition starting at 9 a.m. Tomorrow, it's vocal ensembles, while Thursday, it's vocal soloists. Now, with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carson Lee Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. The Hong Kong media tycoon and pro-democracy campaigner Jimmy Lai has been sentenced to 20 years in prison. It's the harshest punishment yet handed out under the territory's strict national security law, which China says is needed for stability. Stocks in Japan have risen to record levels after the Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi won a landslide election victory. Investors appear reassured by the scale of Mr. Takaichi's success. The UN Migration Agency says that 53 people, including two babies, are dead or missing after the boat carrying them turned off the coast of Libya last week. Officials in Lebanon say that at least three people, including a young child, have been killed in an Israeli strike in the south of the country, despite a ceasefire. The Israeli military says that it was targeting what it described as a Hezbollah terrorist. Eritrea has dismissed claims that its troops are operating inside Ethiopia as false and fabricated. Ethiopia has demanded the withdrawal of Eritrean troops, accusing Asmara of supporting rebel groups along its northwestern border. The British Prime Minister has lost two key allies in the fallout of his admission that he appointed Peter Mandelson as UK ambassador to Washington, despite knowing he had maintained ties with the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Keir Starmer's chief of staff quit on Sunday, and his director of communications has also now resigned. South Korea's ruling party has expelled a regional mayor who'd suggested importing young women from Vietnam and Sri Lanka to boost the country's low birth rate. Kim Hee-soo apologised following complaints from Vietnam. Archaeologists have found evidence that indigenous people in the Arctic were making sea voyages to remote islands off the northwest coast of Greenland some 4,500 years ago. And that's the world news from the BBC.